Hey, there's my favorite hedge necromancer. Thanks for joining me. Have a seat. Can I get you some tea? You don't have a choice but to join me. I like that about you. You're polite, but you never forget the rank and file. The dynamics of power. That's why you were recruited, you know. I'm serious. This is the Veilbound Order. We're picky about who we take in. Yes, you do have skills. Your skills don't matter the way you think they do, however. Well, we value loyalty, smarts, thinking on your feet. You being a hedge necromancer is just a bonus as far as I'm concerned. Cheers. I'll get right to it then, since that's your style. We've got two jobs, and you're suited for both of them. Exceptionally so. I thought I'd let you pick. Right. For the first job, we need you to go undercover at the necromancy school. Yes, the necromancy school. There's only one. Whoa. Don't get your robes in a knot. I know you hedge necromancers are scared to death of that place. No pun intended. But the truth is, they accept your kind for enrollment if they willingly turn themselves in. Provided you weren't doing anything crazy. There's no warrant for your arrest. You don't have one. I checked. Oh, don't look surprised. We're a secret society. We have to look after our own. Yes, you really could enroll. It's the truth. They've done it since the era of ashes, and the Empress holds them to it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure whoever trained you said the school will kill you on sight. Correct? How'd I know? Because it's the oldest trick in the book. They wanted you to stay away, because they benefited from your necromancy. It's not that hard to put together. You have the rarest kind of magic in the entire world. Your skepticism is admirable, but I have their official charter about it. Here. Besides, the headmaster of the school was a hedge necromancer. A highwayman, actually. He turned himself over when he was a boy, and now he runs the place. You're smart enough to know you're the only one for the job. But it could be fun, right? Beautiful women, great accommodations, you might learn something. And they have an amazing vineyard. Right, straight to the point. We think someone there is working on a way to, well, make necromancers. A surefire thing. Possibly a potion of some kind. You don't know how necromancers come to be. You have to have a near-death experience when you're very young. I didn't expect you to be this interested. Very well. There are a few noble families, most notably the Lapons. They have, well, they're almost entirely made of necromancers. But they don't meddle, their secrets have stayed secret, and they're not really a priority. They just love necromancy, I think. This is something entirely different. Exactly. Making necromancers via a potion is very upsetting. There's only, what, 400, 500 necromancers in the Empire? The power balance would shift dramatically. I don't have to spell it out for you. The school is a very strong, very rich, but relatively neutral power within the Empire. Their presence and the graves they guard deter a lot of wars between nobles. But I won't bore you with the details. We'll get into it if you take the job. What's the other job? It's way more straightforward. We got word of a secret witch market where demons, spirits, and ghosts are being traded like coins. Less politics, but more danger. These witches are putting demons in the hands of ambitious, desperate people. I'll give you some time to think about it, okay? We'll make sure you're prepared for each job, regardless of which one you take. Information, schematics, blueprints, spending coin, points of contact, you'll have it all. You're ready for this, and you're a looker. It makes infiltration jobs like this easier than you'd think. Think about it. Get back to me, okay?